Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyce Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tyce.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from September 16th to 22nd. What did we see happening over the past week across the province?
We saw a pretty good jump in harvest progress this past week. So last week's report, we were at 53% combined provincially, and this week we're at harvest is 68% complete. And it was good because there was not a lot of rainfall in the province, which allowed producers to get a lot of crop off. So despite us being nearly 70% done, we're still behind the 5 and 10 year averages. But that gap between this year's progress and like historical averages is a lot smaller than it was earlier on in this harvest period. So it's good to see that harvest progress is catching up and that producers should finish harvest in a good time this year.
What crops have come off so far and where, and how does the quality and how do the yields look?
For sure. So I'll start off with crops coming off. So most winter cereal and pulse crops have been off for a couple weeks now, but most producers have finished taking off their spring cereal crops. Like most of the barley, spring wheat, and durum has been combined already, but there are a few fields here and there that still have to be combined. Progress is over 75% for those crop types. And now producers are mainly just working on harvesting their canola crops. So a little under half of all canola in Saskatchewan has been combined. The number is 42%. So producers still have a ways to go with their canola, and I expect that'll keep them busy for the next couple of weeks. In terms of where harvest is progressing, in the southeast and southwest regions, harvest is furthest ahead. There's some producers in those regions that are starting to wrap up harvest and have finished already. And then as you move north into the central and northern regions, about two-thirds to 75% of crops have been taken off in those areas, I would say. So a little bit behind the south, but that's pretty typical for this time of year.
What have we been seeing in terms of crop losses due to weather, pests, or disease? And how significant have losses been so far this crop season?
In terms of the entire growing season, the main challenges that producers faced were from Bertha armyworms, grasshoppers, hail damage here and there. Nothing too widespread, losses were pretty isolated here and there. But just in terms of the past week, there were some strong winds that caused some crops to lodge, and that's been a problem. Pretty much the last few weeks, we've seen strong winds causing crops to lodge and swaths to blow around and that sort of thing, which will cause a little bit of yield loss. And then we're starting to see more migratory birds flying from field to field, feeding on crops that are in swath, which again causes a little bit of crop damage, not a ton, but just enough for producers to notice and put it in their reports. In terms of frost, there was some frost a couple weeks ago in the province that might have caused a little bit of damage to canola crops that were later seeded. But again, we're not seeing too much yield loss from that as of right now, not according to our crop reports anyway. We don't have any new yield information, just the yield information that was available 2 weeks ago. So we'll be asking our yield data, I think, in the report 2 weeks from now. So we'll get some updated numbers. But for right now, yields are for all crop types are above historical averages, and that's on a provincial scale anyway. So the best yields are being seen in the east central, west central, northeast areas, and then the northwest and southwest are seeing generally the poorest yields. That's typically just because of the rainfall that those areas have received this year.
What are the expectations over the next week or so?
I haven't looked at the forecast, but I heard that it's supposed to be pretty dry, not a lot of rainfall, which is good for producers just looking to continue to take crop off and are looking to wrap up in the next couple of weeks. So like I mentioned, there's producers in the south that are starting to wrap up harvest and some with crop still in the field. So producers are certainly going to want those dry conditions to just get the remaining crop off in good time and to preserve crop quality. And then after crop is off, producers are certainly hoping for lots of rain this fall to restore some of those soil moisture levels.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, we asked our reporters this week on pasture conditions in their area, and it's a bit of a mixed bag. So last time we asked our producers this was in August, and they indicated that pasture conditions were pretty good for the most part, but pasture conditions got slightly worse over the last month just because there hasn't been a lot of rainfall across the province. But in terms of pastures that are in good to fair condition, 70% of pastures in the province are classified as good to fair, and then the remaining 30% are either poor or very poor condition. So really just depends on how much rainfall has been received. In general, the southeast, east central, and northeast have the best pasture conditions, whereas the northwest and central parts of the province are seeing poor pasture conditions.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Massage, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.